morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hei. We're learning the Lachos Tosefes Shabbos and the Lachos Neiros. This limud is sponsored anonymously. It's a schus for those who need Shaduchim. So we left off that the Chayadim introduced a difference between the Kabbalah of a Tzibur and the Kabbalah of a Yachid. With this, we would answer the contradiction between the various different places in the Shulchan Aruch when it discusses what is exactly usher during the period of Tosefes Shabbos and Ben Hashmashas, etc. There is a second answer which the Chayyadim does not mention, but it will be relevant to the approach of what he's going to discuss in the next siman. This is the approach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Dagom Revolver, which is another Behuda. There's a difference that he said. They say there's a difference between accepting Tosefes Shabbos and accepting Kedushas Shabbos Atzma. So when we discuss being moist about the Shabbos, we say you have to do it. It's automatic or it's pepeh. What exactly are you being mekabel? Arguably, you're being mekabel to accept to do the mitzvah of being moist about the Shabbos. So, Chazal came along and said that to fulfill the mitzvah of being moist about the Shabbos, if a person keeps the derises, he has been moist about the mitzvah of the Torah is to be moist about the Shabbos. He's done so. He's not doing malacha, etc. Do the Yisurim Drabbanan apply at that point in time? Arguably, maybe not. So we could, or maybe some Drabbanan do apply. If some Drabbanan don't apply, we have a leeway in that regard, because the person has only undertaken to do Tosefes Shabbos. However, if a person says he wants to undertake Kedushas Shabbos itself, he wants to undertake to fulfill the actual Kedusha of Shabbos, if a person wants to do that, a person has to accept all of the halachos of Shabbos. If Chazal tell us that we can actually extend the Kedusha of Shabbos to the day before, you can't change the day before into Shabbos, but you can extend the Kedusha of Shabbos early into the day before. If one is extending the Kedusha of Shabbos early into the day before, that would come with all of the halachas of Shabbos. So when one says Baruch Hu and starts davening Maariv of Shabbos and is going to be saying Mekadesh HaShabbos in Maariv, or one says Mitzvah Shel Yom HaShabbos, which is the introduction to that, a woman lights Neiros, when she says L'hadik Neir Shel Shabbos, at that point in time, we could argue that she's being mekabel upon herself something more than just Tosefes Shabbos, but rather one is being mekabel to Kedushas Shabbos Atzma. So if one is only mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, Ben Hashmash, as we said, certain things are permitted, Tosefes Shabbos would not act as an override on that. But when one is mekabel Kedushas Shabbos Atzma, that is going to be more chaber than just Ben Hashmashas alone. And therefore, these various Yisurim, which the Chayyot mentioned in Simen Hay, which are normally permitted during Ben Hashmashas, are going to be prohibited once when one is mekabel Kedushas Shabbos Atzma. I want to clarify one point about what we said in Simen Hay. The point of the Chayyotim is when a person, Chayyotim's point is a Kabbalah of the Tzibur is more chomer than the Kabbalah of a Yachid, and therefore it's going to be Yasser more than Ben Hashmashas. He doesn't mean only during Ben Hashmashas. From the moment the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos early, all of these Yisurim apply. So Ben Hashmashas comes with a certain amount of Heter and Yisur. Tosefes Shabbos of a Yachid, according to the Chayyotim, doesn't change that. Whatever Tosefes Shabbos of a Yachid asers from the moment you're mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, including through the period of Ben Hashmashas. If the Tzibur is mekabel Shabbos early, these Yisurim that the Chayyotim mentions apply immediately, obviously continuing through Ben Hashmashas. According to this approach, if a person's mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas has a certain amount of Heter and Yisur. Tosefes Shabbos does not affect that. So from the moment the person mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, they have a certain level of Isser, which would include the Heterim of Ben Hashmashas, even during Ben Hashmashas. And if a person makabel kedusha Shabbos atzma, from that point onward, even if it's well before Ben Hashemashes, we're going to have a level of iser that wasn't clear in the previous shir. Just wanted to point out that the Chayyim's point is not that during Ben Hashemashes these things are going to be aser. The higher level of Kabbalah, whether it's through Kabbalah Shabbos of the Tzibur or Kabbalah Shabbos atzma, that higher level starts immediately as soon as one is makabel it, even though it's well before Ben Hashemashes. He is just contrasting it to the level of the chumra of Ben Hashemashes has certain heterim. These Kabbalahs do not have those heterim starting immediately. Have a good day.